actually, it's quite calm here. You know, the winds are blowing, but there's, you know, sporadic rain. We're not seeing any of the surges come from the water. And I think that's because it veered to the west, which is heading right into New Orleans. And I'm just real concerned about what happens up there as this storm progresses.
Mm-hmm. So what is the mood there? You're on the convention floor right now before the convention officially starts tomorrow. Has the weather managed at all to dampen any spirits?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, I believe the floor was almost full with people who came over from their hotels to see Reince, you know, gavel the convention in, which was just a formality. But I think in general, everybody is just excited to be here. The fact that we have a little bit of an issue with pushing back the actual agenda of the convention hasn't dampened anyone's spirits that I've talked to.
Wisconsin is well represented this year. You mentioned Reince, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, Vice Presidential Candidate Paul Ryan. Obviously, he got his send-off this morning in Janesville and is now headed your way. And Governor Scott Walker, I understand, is already there, and he met with the Wisconsin delegates this morning. Tell me a little bit about what the governor had to say.
Well, what the governor, first of all, thanked us for all the efforts that we did, we as a party, to help him get elected through the recall process. And I think that speaks volumes to him as a man, being thankful for the hard work of the volunteers that really, in our state, the Republicans put in tireless hours of time, and he appreciated it. That was his first message. His second message was Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan, you know, what great opportunities we have here in the state to showcase our governor, our congressman, and our own Reince Priebus, that we so support them in all of the efforts that they're trying to do to make America a better place to live.
And so what are you most looking forward to at this convention?
Well, I'm most looking forward to hearing Congressman Ryan and Governor Romney speak to how they're going to move our country forward. You know, Governor Romney has a clear vision of what he would like to see over the next 4 years as he serves as President of the United States. But the component of Congressman Ryan understanding the budget process and how we can cut the runaway spending and, you know, bring down that national debt, I think was a key component into demonstrating to the American people that the economy, it is the economy and jobs are important for us over the next 4 years to rein in the spending.